Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, wherever you're listening. We appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob, it's going to be a Super Bowl weekend, a week from tomorrow. And that is also a big eating weekend. And on the live line right now, we've got one of our buddies that runs a Pit Stop Barbecue in Southeast Grand Rapids. Matt, welcome, man. Good to talk with you.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it has. And hope you're doing well. So talk to us a little bit about Pit Stop, what's going on, because I think you take this Super Bowl very serious when it comes to barbecue.
We do, and watching and drinking beer when we're watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
And we're super excited this year because we're back doing wings. Wing prices went crazy for a few years. They went up like 300% just before the pandemic, and we stopped doing them for the Super Bowl because they were so expensive, but they're back down, so we're doing them again. And when we used to do them back in the day, we actually qualified for the Guinness Book of World Records, how many we do in a day. I think the most we did was 12,000 in 4 hours at Pit Stop.
Wow.
On a Sunday. It was crazy. And our staff was unbelievable because, I mean, we're not just deep frying them. We slow grill them and we baste them nonstop. We have 2 4,000-pound smokers that we pretty much start on Saturday late in the day and cook all day, pretty much all night, cook in the morning and get stuff ready to go when we open at 1:30 on Sunday.
On Super Bowl Sunday. So what are some of the flavors that, I mean, everybody has their own, like, special sauce or flavor. Do you offer a variety of them, or is it just a Matt special?
We used to do quite a few of them, but it's kind of tricky. So now we kind of narrowed it down to our top two. The number one that we do, we've won a bunch of contests with these. We call them Sucker Punch wings.
Okay.
It seems like most of our names have kind of leaned towards violence, so sorry about that.
But
it's more like a sweet heat barbecue where we really try to get it because we layer our wings in heat underneath like crazy, and we just keep layering it in heat. And then the last couple bastings are sweet. So when you're eating them, you're like, these are not hot. And then about 18 seconds later, you're like, okay, yeah, these are hot.
Yep.
You kind of got to keep eating them so that you get that sweet and it kind of cools it down. And then the heat comes. It's like a never-ending thing. When you run out of wings, that's when you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a cool thing. But I can see why people would like that because it's a different profile. Than most time. So you got another one though. You said two besides the Sucker Punch, right?
Yeah, what we call it, it's a Vampire Slayer, also violent.
Yeah.
and what it is, it's a garlic parmesan, but it's the same thing. We layer it in heat like crazy. We roast our own garlic and grate our own parmesan, but when we're roasting it, we throw habaneros and jalapenos in there, so it gets a real spicy flavor profile underneath. And then at the end, we take the heat out of it. And so same type of thing, right? You're eating it, and it's like, okay, these are good, but they're not that hot. And then the heat comes later, and they're really good. And we cook them forever, so they're super tender and sometimes like almost falling off the bone when you're picking them up.
Yeah, now you're not deep frying those, are you?
No, we don't deep fry anything.
Right.
They're actually kind of healthy. There's no breading on them. I mean, they'd be considered naked because there's no breading, but there's a lot of layers of basting and our rub that we put on there.
Cool. So you've got several other items on the menu. Cover a couple of those for me, too.
Sure. One of them is thrashing around in the back of my car right now because I just went to Ford Airport. And picked up the alligator that was shipped up from Louisiana.
yeah, it's going to be fresh, isn't it?
It's actually thrashing around my car. I don't need PETA coming after me.
Right.
But what's in that? This is a super popular thing. We haven't done it in about a year and a half. We call it gator gumbalaya. It's a cross between gumbo and jambalaya. And there's everything comes out of Louisiana. There's lump crab and crawfish and shrimp. And gator sausage and gator tail and gator tenderloin. And we make a ginormous 25-gallon pot of that. First, we smoke all the stuff I just mentioned. It all gets thrown in a pot. And then we, you know, mix in a lot of different tomato-based type things and Crystal Louisiana hot sauce, all kinds of different things. And then that thing cooks for about 30 hours. And I just know the last couple times that we've done it, when we just do it for takeout, in the 25 gallons, we sold out in 2 hours.
Yeah, wow.
So this year we have it where you can pre-order, and we've already had quite a few pre-orders. So it started at 25 gallons. We're probably down to about 17 gallons available. So if people want to pre-order that or any of our other things, you have to email us. It's Matt at Pit Stop Catering. It's P-I-T-S-T-O-P Catering, G-R, as in Grand Rapids, .com. And you can find all this information. I'm going to put it up on our Instagram account today, but it's been running on our Pit Stop Catering Facebook page. It's got all the details to the 15th degree on there on how you order and everything else that comes with it. You can also pre-order or just come in and get our Texas brisket, our pork, any of the sides we do. And I usually suggest to pre-order because we run out of stuff fast on that day.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge day, and everybody just wants to sit around and eat great food, and you're making it so dang convenient to do it. But I think that if I hear anything from you, it's pre-order because it's the nature of barbecue. I can't just whip it up because 10 more people showed up. If what I have is what I have. If you call ahead, you'll get yours. If you don't, you might not, right?
But Matt, say somebody's not in this market. Give these folks in other towns some ideas as to some cool things they could do. Maybe they only have a grill, you know, because a lot of people don't have a smoker. What would be some cool game sides that you've played with in the past?
So some of the sides or the
any kind of snacks for the game?
Sure. I mean, if you can do like chicken wings are really not that hard. And if you've never done them before and you just have a grill, the key to life in our world is cider vinegar. We use a lot of cider vinegar and Louisiana hot sauce. I like Crystal the best, but it's sometimes kind of hard to find around here. But mix those two in a pan and throw whatever kind of wings you like. They can be whole wings or split wings. Throw them in a pan, put them in your grill for maybe an hour and a half so they're actually cooking in the sauce. And the vinegar, and also the vinegar inside of the Crystal hot, or inside the hot sauce, will break down the wings. And then once it starts cooking to the point where it's like, okay, I might be able to eat this, then you take it out and you start grilling them.
Nice.
Not directly over the heat because they'll burn. Do offset cooking, and then that's when we start basting with the actual mix, the mix that we just cooked the wings in. Keep basting it in that.
Right.
And then you can make up your own rub. Just Google up chicken rub, any kind of chicken rub, something that sounds good to you. There's a lot of them out there.
That's the money tip. That's the money tip right there. That is awesome. And that's, for a lot of folks, it's a great way to try it. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Matt, Pit Stop Barbecue. Give us that where they can find you on Facebook or Instagram again real quick, and then we appreciate your time, brother.
Sure. We're Pit Stop Catering on both of those. On Facebook and on Instagram. And if you follow if you like us and follow us, we do all kinds of specials every week. But for the Super Bowl, it's a good way to learn how we do it. Is that we're also doing Philly steak sandwiches because Philly's in the Super Bowl.
All right.
And Kansas City style ribs. We won a ton of competitions with the ribs.
Cool, man.
Well, those pictures and all those.
Matt, I'm sorry, we're out of time. The Grilling Guys will be right back.